Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Ed Abel back on the show. Ed is the founder of Abel Business Institute. He is the guy who came up with the whole Skillpreneur business system. And he is and creating business harmony and emphasis on money. And we're continuing a little series that we've been doing on this topic, on business harmony. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here. I love that. I'm a regular now on your show.
Exactly. We're glad to have you. Glad to have you back. You know, all you got to do is laugh at my jokes to get invited back.
And deliver good content.
You always do that very well. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I need to pick up on the customer experience. I live in that space, and you know, Jim, I work with
In case you just tuned in, we've been talking about that this hour is with the previous guest, Lior Arusi, about the customer experience, which, as you know, Ed, is something I've been telling people about since I started doing the show in '97.
Yeah, but even to this day, people think they're giving an experience, and all they're giving is less than what we expect.
I don't know that they even, you know, Ed, I think you're giving some people too much credit.
Well, no one's
and
out
look,
there
and,
thinking.
And folks, I'm not talking about everybody. Some of you are doing a wonderful job, and I'm proud of you. But every one of us, Ed, has walked into a small business and felt like we were, you know, you almost wanted to take a shower after you left. It was such a bad experience. I don't understand it.
I don't think that that's intentional. I think it's because they don't really know. Small business owners haven't all been educated. Many of them just come into business. This is how that whole brand, the Skillpreneur, came about. They take that skill and they go into business, and they only know what they know. And they've never been formally educated or shown dynamics.
But you know what? But see, Ed, I'm going to come back to what I said to Lior in the last half hour. All that's it's just an excuse. And,
well,
and ignorance of the law still gets you arrested. Ignorance of customer experience will still lead you to failure.
See, yes, absolutely. But one of the challenges I think we have is that if the small business owner is making some money, he'll never address this.
Yeah.
It's when they're not making enough money and they reach out to someone who has the experience, they will show them this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Jim, this is the biggest problem. Business owners they're constantly looking ahead. What should I look at or do next? Not, wow, what's in front of me and how can I best maximize
it? You're saying that they have a hard time being a visionary and staying in the moment, being a visionary for where the company's going while staying in the moment with the customer.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to give you a great example. I'm working with a client yesterday. This company's been around maybe 10 years. They do great work. And they think that the great work they do is what will get the customer to come back. So I asked them, I said, take a look. How many of your past customers come back or refer to you? And this is the kicker. No one looks at that. A customer is your marketing. They should become your raving fan. If they become your raving fan, you've got a marketing team better than any ad or internet word search or whatever you're doing in your marketing could do for you. But we're not willing to spend the time to cultivate the relationship that will have that customer be a raving fan.
Then what else are you here for, Ed? If that's not what you're doing, what else are we here for?
Well, that's part of the problem. People think that I'm here to provide the service okay, I fixed your pipe, or okay, I designed your logo.
10 people are lined up to fix my pipe.
Exactly.
1,000 people, 1,000,000 people are lined up online to sell you
exactly.
a product.
Exactly.
And so without this thing we're talking about, folks, if you can't deliver what we've been talking about this hour, here's what's going to happen to you. You become irrelevant.
Yes. Extinct. Very
shortly. Well, that's ultimately, that's exactly what happens. You become extinct. But in the meantime, you become irrelevant. You know what? That's irrelevance, as you say, is the road to extinction.
Jim, you know what? If we don't talk ever again on your show about anything else, we must always talk about this because this, to me, is how you build an unbelievable business.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Ed. Give us the website, please.
Oh, check us out at Able, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
Quick break,
and check out our Strategy Harmony Day.
When is that?
I'll tell you about that when we come back.
All right. Hey, I do the cliffhangers here, Ed. Hold on to that thought. 20 till. Ed, Able, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the archives of past interviews in handy-dandy categories. The articles are the same way. The brain trust is the same way. The answers that you can get in our knowledge base, Ask Jim, they're the same way, all laid out there in a very handy way for you to get at them, to access them, to use them, to benefit from them, and it's all free. Thanks to our corporate partners, we make all of it available to you without any barrier to entry at all. Don't forget to check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Please do that. I think you'll like it. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, and it'll get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget our poll question, which this week is all about growth. Are you taking advantage of growth opportunities? And if not, why? We want to know that. Easy answers that when you click on them, you'll be able to see how things are going so far. So check all that out. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ed Able is our guest. He's the founder of the Able Business Institute. We're talking about creating business harmony through love. I call it loving up your customers.
Absolutely. It's just, you know,
You were going to tell us about something. Oh, we went to the break. We had a tease there that you were going to. We got to make sure we do that.
So check it out. Most small business owners, they are so caught up in their day every day of the week that they never have a chance to sit back and look at their business and really strategize. And so what we did at the Institute is we looked at what was challenging small business owners, and it was putting together the time, but someone to facilitate them, someone to lead them through the exercises that will have them look at their business. So we put together we call it the Strategic Business Harmony Day, and we do it 4 times a year. And the goal is that you come together with a group of business owners, and we work on the 8 major components of every business. Every business has the same 8. We work through them in a structured format so that you leave that day with action steps that you're going to carry out over the next 90 days. In 90 days, we come back, and we do it again.
And when's the next one?
And what this does is it keeps you focused so that even though you're going through the day and you're putting out the fires and you're handling all the challenges, you still have your eye on your growth ball, the ball of growth, the thing you want to do, which is grow your business. And when you talk about growing your business, you're talking about not just getting more customers, but how do I serve them better? How do I have better systems? How do I have better, you know, cash flow and all the things that come together? This will allow you to look at that, think about it, and work with other business owners so there's some camaraderie and there's some direction so you leave with an action plan.
Right.
And then we do 2 hours of networking, wine and cheese, and chill out so everyone can start meeting other people
that can help them. And how long do these last?
It's a full day. It's 9 to 5.
Yep.
It's here in Long Island City, New York. And just go to my website and hit on the link, and it's reasonably priced.
If somebody wanted to look at the steps that you guys go through, let's say they're in, you know, Wichita or somewhere like that, and they can't get, you know, they don't get to Long Island too often. Do you have the steps that you go through there so people can look at it? And,
well, what they'll see is the 8 components of a business.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yes, they can check them out. We go through these 8 components.
Are you licensing this? Is this something that you're thinking about licensing?
It's a great question.
You know, there are a lot of financial or business consultants out there, people who are running different organizations who might license something like that from you.
We need to talk. I love that idea. You know, we do license the entire small business system to other business advisors, coaches, and consultants.
Okay, all right, good. I guess I didn't know that. Good for you. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
So can you give us an idea about some of the 8?
So sure, let's go through them. We've done these on your show, and let's do them again. I'll go through them real quick, and then we can focus in on the one we've been focusing on, which is customer service.
Exactly. Let's stay close to that one.
First one's customer service. And really what you're going to start looking at is how do you want to improve your customer service? 1 or 2 key action items, and we move on. But we talk about them, and we really peel it apart.
Don't you have to, when you think about your own customer service, isn't it important today, to even with all the things we've talked about, just to say, okay, I have to assume everybody has good customer service. What can I do to take it to the next level?
Exactly.
Don't act like you're the only one who knows this stuff.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And you know what? It goes back to this whole idea of marketing. When you're not knocking on your potential client's door, your competitor is, and they do a good job too.
Right, exactly. All right, what's next?
So you have your product and services. You want to grow. Maybe you want to either increase a product or provide another service. What is that, and what are the action steps needed to start moving that forward?
And back into the same thing on the service, on the products too. Don't assume that you're the only one who has a great product, because you actually may not have as good a product as someone else, but yet you still have to survive.
Well, you know, it reminds me, and I might take us away from where you want to go,
but
let me bring this out, which is, think about this. You go to a phenomenal restaurant and you get just okay service. Chances are you might not go back, but if you go to an okay food-wise restaurant with phenomenal service, you're going back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing in your business.
Yep.
You can be okay in the provider of service, the actual service, but you better be phenomenal in your customer care.
Right. Ed, we're going to take another quick
sure.
break. Give us your website again, please.
Check us out at Able, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com, and check out the Strategic Harmony Day.
And you find these 8 things that we've been talking about.
Yes, and when we come back, I'll actually have the exact place in the website where it is.
Sounds good. Quick break, 10 till. Going to be right back with Ed Abel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Don't waste a moment wondering why, when everything goes wrong, you have to go. As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and...
Welcome back. It's 7 till. Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Ed Abel is our guest. We're talking about creating business harmony, which is one of his descriptors of the products and services he offers. And Ed, you were going to tell us how people can find your event on their website and therefore some of the things you got going on there.
Check us out at Able, A-B-E-L, Business Institute. Go to the About button, and when the menu drops down, go to Our Business Methodology, and you're really going to see some very powerful pieces to what you all need to be looking at in your business. Even if you don't come to the Harmony Day, take a look at these things and spend some time just thinking through the 8 components.
Thank you for that, Ed.
Yep.
And folks, that's the reason. This is an example. When you hear me talk about the kind of things, the kind of behavior of our Brain Trust members, what Ed just did is what we're talking about. And this is why I'm so proud of our Brain Trust. And the way that they continue to give back. And, Ed, we appreciate that very much.
Oh, my pleasure. So we were running through the components. Yeah, let me just tie those together so everyone really understands them. So the first one we said was customer service.
Yep.
Second one we said was products and service.
Mm-hmm.
The third is marketing and really understanding your marketing plan. Sales is your fourth. Sales and marketing are very different. Sales is all about creating and building a relationship. Marketing is creating awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Two very different things. The fifth is your business analytics. What are your KPI, your key performance indicators in both a financial and an operational format? It all comes down to the numbers, but it also comes down to the numbers that show how you're performing and where you need to be looking at your business.
Mm-hmm.
The next is your leadership, policies, and procedures. If you're by yourself, you might not need to worry yet about policies and procedures, but you are starting to focus on how do you create this so you can leverage and hire people to build the business.
And you use the word leadership. And folks, even if you don't have any employees, you need to be demonstrating leadership with your customers.
And your vendors.
Thought leadership, if nothing else.
You know, one of the things, yes, thought leadership, but the other thing that I think we're weak on in general is valuing the people who help us.
Mm-hmm.
Vendors. Do you know how many times I get a referral from a vendor?
A lot.
Someone who might do my copywriting.
Absolutely.
Again.
Well, I call them. Our operation here is, you know, we're not a big operation in terms of our base here, but we have a lot of what I call vendor partners.
I like that.
I don't call them vendors. I call them vendor partners.
Partners.
Yeah. And because some of these people I've been doing business with for a long time, year after year after year, and they continue to deliver, and we couldn't do without them, and it's a better value than if I were hiring those people to be my employees.
Exactly. I totally agree with you.
And that's the reason I prefer a vendor partner. And I think
I like that. I'm going to add
just,
that.
It's not just rhetoric.
That?
Yeah, use it. Yeah, and with attribution, of course.
Absolutely.
All right, what's next?
We have systems and automation, how to create your business so that there are systems so you have consistency, because it's consistency that people want to see in how you deliver products or service,
mm-hmm.
and automation so that you don't get crazy and hire a lot of people.
And it could just be the fact that every time they connect with you and your customers, they don't even see your systems. It's just that they know that you have a way of delivering consistently every time, and they don't see your systems. They just benefit from it.
Right.
And they're comment on that.
Like every Sunday afternoon, I get an email. I get your newsletter.
Yep, automatic.
That's systematic.
Yep.
And then the last is your organizational resources. All the things you need to put this together to deliver it, whether it be your lawyers, your internal people, your vendors,
mm-hmm.
and so on. So
yeah.
Those eight pieces have to constantly be looked at, and I call them spinning plates because they all must spin
at
the same time.
What about getting those eight things and putting them on a wall, on a sheet of paper on a wall, and once a week meeting with your team and say, okay, let's go down through these and see if there's anything that we need to work on. What do you think about that?
That would be ingenious. I mean, that's the stuff when you listen to your show, Jim, you get these little tidbits that become so powerful.
Yep.
If you just do that weekly with yourself or your team, you're going to move your business forward. You're also going to see where your weaknesses are.
If you don't keep these things in front of you where you can see them, they will wander off into the dust and you won't be paying attention to them.
Yeah,
and you'll fail with them.
And that's when your business starts to run you,
yep.
and you're not running your business.
Yep. Hey, Ed, give us the website quickly one
Check
more time.
Check us out again. Able, ABEL Business Institute.
And go to the About section and find these eight
methodology.
Points. Yeah, the methodology.
Our methodology.
Hey, thanks, Ed, for being here. Good job.
Jim, it's always great.
See you next time.
Soon.
Ed Able, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.